Good morning and welcome to the broadcast. As always, we'd ask you to get a piece of paper and pencil and don't believe me, believe the Bible. Believe the words that are written in this King James Bible. I mean, you can believe what I say about this Bible, but you got to write it down and check it out with the Bible. That's what I'm saying. Take your King James Bible and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. There's a portion in the Bible that is called a mystery. And I'm going to the board. And that part that's called a mystery is a mystery for most people today. You ask them about anything in 13 books, half the New Testament, in the books of Romans through Philemon, and they know very little about it. You ask them about what's being said here. You ask them about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John back here. And they'll know a few of the stories back here. You ask them about the Old Testament, again, a few of the stories. But very few people know the doctrinal difference between here and here. They don't know what changed from here to here. They have no idea the changes that went about. And because they don't have those changes, and because they don't have the knowledge and the wisdom that God would have them to have, they're tossed to and fro. And so, I want to read you in verse 7, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Well, mysteries aren't prophecies that are made known. Mysteries are what? Their secrets are hid. Well, there was a secret that was hid over here, because had it been revealed before the cross, where we're going to get to read in just a minute, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. That is, if this mystery had been known in the Old Testament or in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, this wouldn't have happened. Look at what it says. Verse 7 again. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world under our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. Which none of the princes of this world knew anything about this mystery. For had they known it, the mystery of verse 7. For had they known it, the mystery, they would not have crucified the what? The Lord of glory. Had they known this that was revealed over here, back here, this wouldn't have been happening. Well, then there's two things that we know. That this was according to what? Prophecy. Well, the division in the Bible, the best division in the Bible is between the mystery and the prophecy. It is between that which was kept secret and revealed to the Apostle Paul and that which was known by the prophets and revealed by Jesus Christ and His 12. Well, what about the mystery? Well, turn back a page or two in your Bible and go to Romans 16, verse 25. In Romans 16, verse 25, now to Him that has power to establish you according to my gospel. Whose gospel? Paul's gospel. The one he received on the road of Damascus in Acts chapter what? 9. On the road to Damascus, Acts chapter 9. Now to Him that is the power to establish you according to my gospel. Notice it didn't say the gospel or a gospel. It said my gospel. In fact, He says that three times in your King James Bible, my gospel. You know why? It was the gospel that was a mystery that was revealed to who? Paul. For had they known this mystery back here, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. That is not hard for you to understand. It may shatter the foundation in what you believe is true, but it's very, very simple. God revealed a mystery to Paul. He calls it my gospel, the gospel that Paul preached. Acts chapter 9, he got it. He calls it a mystery. For had it been revealed back here, if this mystery, this gospel that Paul got, was revealed back here, they would not have crucified the what? The Lord of glory, they would not have crucified. Look at it. Now to Him that has power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to all the prophets of old.
No.
No, that's not what the Bible said, did it?
No.
It said, and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the what?
The world began.
Well, if this gospel had been kept secret since the world began, did they teach it in the Old Testament?
No.
Did they teach it in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Did they teach it in Acts chapter 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8?
No.
No, they did not. That mystery is the most important thing in this Bible. That mystery revealed a secret that God was going to go to that cross and become sin for me.
Amen.
People knew He was going to go to a cross. That was prophesied. Amen. Isaiah 53 talks about it, a beard being ripped out and being whipped on the back and being of no form that you would even recognize Him. That was prophetic, wasn't it? They all knew that. They knew the prophet of Jonas. And in fact, Jesus taught that. He said, as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. That was prophecy. So we have Isaiah telling them that He was going to be striped for the healings of the nation. Amen. He was going to be despised and rejected of men. Didn't Isaiah say that? Isaiah 9 said a son is going to be given. A child is born. A son is going to be given. They knew He was going to go to that cross. Jesus even told them. Look, if you will, in Matthew. Matthew 16. Look at Matthew chapter 16. I want you to see that Jesus Christ revealed that He was going to be suffer some things of the priest and be killed and raised the third day. He's letting know in prophecy. Whatever this mystery is, was not revealed in this prophecy. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Verse 21. Matthew 16, verse 21. The Bible says, from that time forth began Jesus to show His disciples. Is He showing His disciples something?
Yes.
Okay. If He was revealing this mystery to His disciples, would they have crucified the Lord of glory? So He is not revealing this mystery to them here.
No.
For had they known this, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Amen?
Yes.
This isn't hard. I'm trying to make this simple so you get it. Matthew 16, verse 21 again. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto His disciples how He must go on to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders, the chief priests, the scribes, and be killed and raised again the third day. I've heard many people say the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection. Well, He just revealed that. But the Bible says over here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, had they revealed this mystery back here, they would not have what? So what they are revealing in Matthew must be prophecy, not the mystery. Amen? Y'all understand the importance of what I'm telling you? Because there's a lot of churches today that say, well, I believe in the death, burial, and resurrection. That's not good enough. Revealed back here in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But I love Peter. I mean, he says, must suffer many things of the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. You know what? When I hear those words, I want to say hallelujah. Don't you? Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that great? I mean, that's wonderful truth. But Peter didn't take it as good as you did. Verse 22, then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. Well, why wouldn't Peter? Peter must have not have believed in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? They knew about the death, burial, and resurrection. They didn't want to accept that because He was the King that was going to set up a kingdom for the nation of Israel as promised in the Old Testament. To David and to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob. See, God has, I want you to get this, God has a plan for Israel. And it included a kingdom that they were looking forward to. When Peter got his last chance to talk to the Lord in Acts chapter 1, right before the ascension up onto the glory, he didn't say, "Lord, when are you going to take away our sins?" He said, "Lord, when will thou restore again the kingdom to Israel?"
Amen.
When will thou again restore the kingdom to Israel? That's what I want to know. That's what I'm looking for. That's my hope. Well, I can tell you the kingdom isn't my hope. The catching out on high is my hope. The belief that God is going to raise the dead, and we which are remain, those that are alive, shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air.
Amen.
Man, that's my hope.
Amen.
So what about this? I mean, they knew in the death, burial, and resurrection there in Matthew. Amen?
Amen?
Peter didn't like that idea. He didn't even like that message. Why is it that we go to churches that teach us in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that Jesus came for us? When the message of Revelation that held the mystery that is the most important mystery in the Bible is ignored. That's weird, isn't it? Over half the New Testament talks about this mystery. Half the New Testament talks about this mystery. 13 books. There's 26 in the New Testament. Half of it talks about this mystery. And today it's still a mystery to most people. You know what that tells me? We're not studying well, are we? The mystery. Well, what is the mystery? Well, it wasn't revealed in the death, burial, and resurrection that was known back here, was it? What was it? Go to 1 Corinthians 15. Let's see if we can reveal the mystery to you. I tell you what, when someone sat down and showed me the mystery and show how I, Barry Hampton, a Gentile, could be saved, I was so thankful. Man, I could sing that song, Amazing Grace. All of a sudden, I understood Amazing Grace. In 1 Corinthians 15, look what the Bible says in verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I wonder who that I is. That'd be the Apostle Paul, wouldn't it? He wrote 1 Corinthians. And moreover, brethren, I, Paul, declare unto you the gospel, which I preach. What do you think? Which gospel do you think it was? The mystery of the prophetic gospel. The mystery gospel, amen? I mean, this isn't hard. He was revealed a mystery that he calls my gospel. He says the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery. Well, had they known this mystery, they would not have what? Crucified the Lord of glory. Well, let me assure you that the Bible is clear that if you believe your Bible, that there is a difference between prophecy and mystery. Look, if you will, in 1 Corinthians 15 again. Moreover, brethren, verse 1, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also have you received, and wherein you stand, by which also ye are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received. Where did he receive it? Acts chapter 9. He received a mystery. They already knew about the death, burial, and resurrection. Amen? There was a mystery about that. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received. Here's the mystery. How that Christ died for our sins. That's the greatest thing in the world. What is it saying? Well, you living out here, and this is your life, and along that life you have sins. And the wages of sin is death. And the problem with that is there's none good, no, not one. The Bible says there's not a just person upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says that there is none good, no, not one. That all of our righteousness are as filthy rags. So the good news for Barry Hampton was that Jesus Christ went to that cross and died for my sins. That's the mystery. Had they known this mystery back here, that Christ was going to die for a Gentile's sins as well as for Israel and make the thing finished, they would have never crucified. I mean, I guarantee you, Satan would have got on top of Jesus Christ on that cross and gave him CPR. I'm telling you, Now listen, had Satan known the mystery, had Satan been revealed what was going to happen to us, are you listening to me? He would have got on that cross and pulled the nails out of his hand and pulled the spear and stitched him up and taken him to the medics and let them fix him up. Man, let me tell you what, that's why God kept it a mystery. And you know what? Most people today, it's still a mystery. Most people believe it's the things that they're doing, like the Israelites back here in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Why, they don't know that it's totally free, that it's totally paid for. Well, I want you to get this. I want you guys sitting at home watching the television to understand that there's a lot of stuff being taught. There's a lot of preachers up there teaching. But you know what? Most people have no clue what's going on in this Bible. And I'm not trying to make it sound like I know anything. I know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's what I know. I know that He went to that cross and became sin for me who knew no sin. That's what I know. I don't know anything, but I tell you what, Satan has deceived the people with a lot of education. They have much more doctrinal DDs and DRs and DMs behind their names. But they're lost. Maybe you're lost. Maybe you've been in one of these systems and you've been thinking all along that the things I was doing was trying to impress God. Maybe that's you. Well, I can't impress God. I'm as bad as they come. But I got great news for you that are like me. God sent His precious Son. Not only to die, but to die for my sins. See, Israel knew that it was death, burial, and resurrection. Amen? The mystery revealed that He died for my sins. How many sins did He die for? Colossians. Turn to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. This stuff has got to be simple for someone like me to understand it. I mean, God doesn't want to preach to intelligent people. He wants to preach to the simple. That's who I am. He's trying to make it easy for me to understand. So it'd be easy for you to understand. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 13, "And you being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh hath He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses." How many?
All.
That was the most marvelous truth when I saw that. You're talking about the burdens are lifted at Calvary? That was the burden right there. A guy who was no good, who was a sinner, who was not just before Almighty God, all of a sudden realized that God had forgiven him for all of his trespasses. Jesus Christ became sin. Look in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. This stuff is so simple. I want you to get it. I want you to write in and call us and let us know if you need a Savior. Because listen, let me tell you what. The rapture could happen at any moment. And if you are left behind, that series won't help you. I'm just telling you, you got to get it right now. Oh, it's important. 2 Corinthians 5, look at it, verse 21. "For God hath made Him..." For He, that's God, made Him, that's Christ, "to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." Is that powerful or what? You know what? That's the mystery. That God made His Son to be sin for you. In fact, I'll show you another part of the mystery that ought to tickle you. It tickled me. I mean, listen, this thing is also positive. It's so fantastic. I mean, I want to shout hallelujahs. I want to say praise Him every day. I want to look at Him in His face and hug Him and tell Him I appreciate His love for me. Oh, it makes me want to shout. I get so excited when I think about His love toward me. I could never demonstrate that much love to somebody. Oh, He loved me beyond measure. I mean, we walk around with all of our troubles and all of our burdens and all of our... And you know what? We're just weighed down and barely moving. When the truth is that the burdens have been lifted at Calvary. Amen? Taken away, out of here. Man, there isn't any problem you got that isn't big enough for God. Amen? You think you got problems? Relax. God's got it in control. Say, well, my kids don't obey me. Well, then get them to. Say, my spouse doesn't love me. Make them. Demonstrate the same love. When your enemy hates you, Paul tells you to love them. You can get through it all. You know why? Because God got through it all for you by offering His Son up for you. 2 Corinthians 5, let me show you the other part of that mystery. Verse 19. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world on Himself. What did He want? Reconciling people unto Himself. He wanted you. He wants you to know that He loves you and that He has peace with you. There's no anguish. There's no enmity. There's no hatred between God and you right now. He's forgiven you of all your trespasses. In fact, He says this in the same passage, not imputing their trespasses onto them. You know what churches are trying to tell you? That you still have your sin. And you need to come down to the altar and get rid of your sin. And the Bible's telling you that Christ became your sin. Christ became sin for you. Christ went to that cross for you. Something's wrong. There's two or three different types of teaching in the Bible. Amen? No, there's one. But it sounds like there's two or three, doesn't it? You know why? Because you're taking it from the wrong part of the Bible. They're trying to live according to a prophecy and not the mystery that was revealed to the Apostle Paul for you. Man, listen, let me tell you what. That's the most exciting thing I can tell you. In 2 Corinthians, and now watch this. Not imputing their trespasses onto them. Are you listening to me? That is the most precious thing that I can possibly tell you. That mystery, had it been revealed back here, would not have crucified the what? Lord of glory. Matthew? You know? Jesus revealed something to him. Began to show forth the mystery. Amen? No. He revealed a prophecy. Over here? He revealed the mystery to Paul. Very important dispensational truth. Why? Because time, listen to me, time is ticking along. This book is laid out in time. It's laid out in a process in which you can understand if you place the things where people are speaking. That's why I use the board so often. So that you would walk away not confused, but that you would have a full understanding of what's going on. Back here, it's according to what? Prophecy. Over here, it's according to what? Mystery. They are not the same. If you try to get saved under here, you will never have your sins placed upon that cross, because the only place you can find that is in the books of Romans through Philemon. Amen. So what happens with people? Most of the churches are focusing on Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And people still feel guilty. And they're feeling the burdens of their sins. And they don't know exactly what to do. And they say, well, I want to follow Jesus. But you can't follow Jesus, because you're a Gentile. I mean, the Bible says He came unto His own and His own received Him not. Amen? That's the Jews. He says, I've come to the house of Israel, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He didn't come to Gentiles. Terrible, amen? We're in this part called a mystery, written in 13 books. And the reason God kept it a mystery is so great. Because had they revealed it in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, He wouldn't have died. He died for my sins. You understand? He died for my sins. Man, let me tell you, Satan doesn't like that message at all. You're free. We sing the songs in churches all the time. Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. But now what you got to do is get down here and come and leave your sins down here at the altar. I want you to pray to God that He'd forgive you your sins. Well, I thought you just sung that He paid it all. I mean, the songs have more truth than most of the preachers do. Amen? Isn't that true? I mean, come on. I mean, did he pay it all or did he not? The payment is based upon you walking in the aisle. And, I mean, folks, listen, let me tell you, I want you to get excited about the Bible. I want you to see the mystery revealed. To make known to all men what is the fellowship of the mystery. That's my job. The mystery is that God went to that cross to die for you so that He could gather you. There's a new album by a great Christian group called Berea. And there's a song called Children in Glory. Can you imagine that God was willing to give up His Son for the likes of this in this room? To desire the likes in this room. He must have had great love for you and me. To offer up His only begotten Son, to offer Him up that He might gather us to Himself. How is it that I'm worthy of His Son's death? How is it that I can... Well, I'll tell you how it is. Because it brings Him glory. Amen. That someone as bad as me would trust His Son and the love He demonstrated on that cross. Someday out in the future, people will ask, what is God's grace? And God will look over there and point to Barry and say, there's a demonstration of my grace. That guy wasn't worth the gunpowder to blow him into hell. But I went to that cross and died for him because I loved him. I wanted to demonstrate my true love. There is one measurement for love today, and that's a cross. No greater love than this demonstrated to the world. I want so badly for you to realize the blessings that you have because of the mystery. Won't you receive the Lord Jesus Christ? Won't you trust Him as your Lord and Savior? Won't you believe that He died for your sins and just leave it at that? I tell you what, I appreciate you watching this morning. I hope it's been a blessing for you. If you're confused at all about your salvation, call us. Call the number that's on the screen and let us know. Because I want to talk to you about your salvation. Oh, may God bless you this Sunday, and thank you very much.